This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Loads of people going, why were you and Chappers and Joe Wiley in bed together? Well, I remember a while ago we were talking about the amazing acting that they have on Deirdre's video casebook. It's like a video version of Deirdre's photo casebook, the dilemmas they have in the Sun newspaper, and then Deirdre gives her advice. Well, this week, we're on it. We are starring in our own Deirdre's video casebook.
Do we want to point people in the direction of this?
I think so. You can find it on the Sun's website under the bit that says, I want a bigger willy. So it's on the Sun's website, and it's called Scott's Office Fantasy.
Oh, I was saying, was that your problem?
No.
Right.
No. You've done this.
I've
the story.
Yes, I know.
Right, so
yes, I'd seen it.
Our dilemma. Our dilemma starts with my new, quite busty landlady called Pam, talking to a friend on the phone. Check out the acting.
My new lodger moved in yesterday, Lauren. You should see him. He's really cute.
Pam, you're such a man-eater. You only ever let your spare room to guys you fancy.
Yep, Pam thinks I'm cute.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Describe Pam. Blonde.
Blonde. Pretty. Incredibly large boobs.
Really big hooters.
Nice legs, but incredibly large boobs.
Yeah. Then I go to work, and it's my first day at Radio 1. Once again, check the acting.
Off to your new job, Scott. Hope it all goes well for you.
Yeah, thanks, Pam. I'll see you later on, all right? See ya.
There's Pam, wishing me well for my first day at work. She likes me a lot.
Sounded very natural, the rapport between
me,
you know?
Now, in this next bit, I'm not saying this out loud, okay? I'm thinking it. I've got a thinking face on, like a little thought bubble, but I'm not saying it out loud.
I get the feeling the landlady likes me, but that busty blonde look really isn't for me.
Not my type.
No.
But what is my type? That's right, the Joe Wiley look. No, she'd be the first to admit that she's not that busty.
Yes.
Right, okay. So I arrive at work.
Scott, come on in, make yourself at home. I'm sure you're going to love working here at Radio 1.
I do hope so, Joe. I've really been looking forward to working with you. In fact, I've been looking forward to it a lot.
That was a thought
again. That was a thinking bit, because you sound a little bit creepy there.
No, I didn't say that.
She'd have run out of the studio.
That was another thought bubble. I didn't actually say that to Joe as I was there shaking her hand. Then I start to develop a little bit of a crush, a little bit of an obsession with Joe, and get a bit scary. Remember, this is not real life. It's just a story on Deirdre's video casebook.
All right, Chico, can I get anything? Tea? Coffee?
I'm all right. I'm fine, actually. Thank you, Scott. Why don't you go home? Your show finished, like, last night.
I really like Joe.
Think it again.
She's smart, funny, pretty, but she never gives me a second glance. But
I was thinking then. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Right, so then I go home. Pam's waiting for me. I tell you what, Joe doesn't fancy me much, but Pam really does.
How's work, Scott? Worth moving to London for, or...?
Yeah, it's really good, thanks, Pam. I'm really enjoying it. Especially working with Joe.
Thinking again.
Yeah. Again.
I really like Scott. And I'd like to get to know him even better.
Now, that makes it sound like we were both in an Indian restaurant together. We were. It went a bit Bollywood.
Does she have a sitar in her house?
How's work, Scott? Worth moving to London for, or...?
Yeah, it's really good, thanks, Pam. I'm really enjoying it. Especially working with Joe.
I really like Scott. And I'd like to get to know him even better.
Pop a dumb, please, Pam.
When you do your thinking voice, you sound really quite scary.
I know. So there's me and Pam at the dinner table.
Mm. I've got a mate come to stay for a couple of days, Pam. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay, Scott. If it's anything like you, I look forward to meeting him.
She loves it, doesn't she?
Here we go. Stand back for the BAFTA, everybody.
Here it comes.
This is the big moment.
Okay. Oh, the door's going. Who could it be?
Hi, I'm looking for Scott. Is he in?
Yeah, he's upstairs. Go on, go up. He's expecting you.
Wow. Get a load of the busted landlady.
Please tell me what you're thinking.
No, I'm thinking that. I didn't say that out loud to her. That wasn't my opening line.
Wow. Get a load of the busted landlady.
Could you have sounded less interest when she opened the door?
Well, I'm kind of playing it cool.
Hi, I'm looking for Scott.
Scott. Mm. Well, I'm playing it cool with her. Also, I was quite nervous because I knew that I had to just stare at her breast.
Then,
for the purposes of the story.
Then you come upstairs. I'm on a Game Boy in my bedroom.
You all right, mate? I've just fallen in love. Your landlady's well fit.
Do you reckon? Yeah, she's all right. She's nice and everything, but she's not really my type. It's Joe that I like. but I bet she'll never be interested.
You're on a what in your bedroom?
A Game Boy.
A Game Boy, sorry. I misheard.
Right, okay.
And then, this is the bit everyone's waiting for, right?
Don't remember that part of the story.
It's the bed scene. This is the bit where we're all in bed. Me and Chappers are in the same bed, but we're topping and tailing, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're not spooning.
No.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for giving me this chance. I promise you won't regret it.
That's me, Joe Wiley, together in bed in an Indian restaurant.
Oh, Pam, baby. I'm so glad that I found you. You're the woman of my dreams.
Oh, now that just sounds a little bit...
Pam, baby.
That was the script I was given.
Oh, Pam, baby. I'm so glad that I found you. You're the woman of my dreams.
Now, admittedly, I may have added...
And a korma, please.
I did add the bit. I was told to nuzzle her.
That was nuzzle my... Nuzzle her, you did.
Nuzzle her, I did. That was my direction.
But then...
What are you doing up this end?
Never mind what I'm doing. What are you doing?
Damn. It was only a dream.
Oh, yeah.
No, you needed to explain that bit. We were up the same end of the bed. Because you didn't explain that. It just came in with, what are you doing up this end?
Well, that's you groaning.
Oh, Pam, baby. I'm so glad that I found you. You're the woman of my dreams.
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for giving me this chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Oh, dear.
Why is there a sitar on there?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.